Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Back to Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Austin Norman with you inside the 93.7 The Ticket studio. Jay Foreman on the phone, our Alo Fiber VIP line. Jay, before we get into this Cleveland.com Big Ten preseason poll, maybe remind people who sponsors Old School and what they need to know.
We brought to you by the Mercado, certified Piedmontese, special ingredients at Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 168th up there in the metro in Omaha.
Amen to that. All right, Big Ten preseason poll. Number one, Ohio State. Number two, Oregon. The only two teams to receive any first place votes of the 27. Again, 21 go to Ohio State. Six of them go to Oregon. Does that make sense to you? Are you surprised that there wasn't another vote for like a Penn State or a Michigan to lead the league? Or do you get the feeling that it is a two-horse race between the Buckeyes and the Ducks?
Well, I think right now it is, just based on, you know, obviously who they were bringing back and also, you know, the recent history. You know, I think the trust in Penn State being able to, you know, win a big game is I wouldn't say it's gone, but it's kind of a wait and see. And then I think everybody, you know, I mean, Michigan seems like they had like 25 guys drafted or are going to be in the NFL. So you just assume with also some big parts of their, you know, championship winning coaching staff being gone, that, you know, they shouldn't, you know, get any first place votes. I'm only surprised because you would think a Michigan voter or alumnus that's a voter would vote for Michigan just because they're the defending national champion.
The Wolverines come in fourth behind Penn State, but then number five is one that I know we don't talk about a lot here in Husker Lane because they're right across the river. But, Jay, I think Iowa's the dark horse to make the playoff out of the Big Ten. With that defense, there's no way the offense can be that bad again this year. I think the schedule sets up pretty well. I'm not saying Kirk Ferentz is going anywhere, but let's say Iowa, you know, makes a run at the playoff. Could this be a successful swan song year, potentially, for Kirk Ferentz?
Oh, it could be the last, you know, shoot you the bird, you know, if they do make the playoffs. I think they have the potential to do it, right? But I would ask you this, Austin, and I'll give you my opinion first, is like, are you really a believer in that Iowa offense with what they got bringing back? I don't think they have a receiver that threatens anybody. I'm assuming that they'll be able to run the ball at a higher clip. I like McNamara. I like Lachey at tight end. But they lost a heck of a lot on the defense. Yes, the defense will always be competitive and be ready to go. But to the point to where they're going to, you know, you got to think they have to outperform Penn State and Michigan and, let's just say, a surprise team that creeps up on Iowa. I think they'll be in the mix. It'll be hard for me to think that they're gonna get there considering what they bring back on offense. Doesn't really you know, first of all, it's not going to be appealing, but number two, I don't think it's going to be explosive enough to get him over the hump.
No, I'm with you. I mean, there's nothing there that inspires a whole lot of confidence that it's going to be a good offense, but it's hard to be, you know, as bad as it was last year. In your opinion, Jay, of those teams, 3, 4, 5, which has the best defense? Is it Iowa, is it Michigan, or is it Penn State?
Oh, it's either Iowa or Penn State. I'm going to say Penn State because, ooh, that's hard. I'll give Penn State the nod, especially because they got my man Tom Allen coaching the defense, but Iowa's defense is going to be pretty salty this year.
Higgins might be the best defender in the conference. I know that, you know, excites you because he's a linebacker. I mean, that dude had 170-some tackles last year. That's unheard of. 171 tackles?
Well, you got to think he replaced Campbell. And I remember we interviewed him at the Big Ten Media Day last year, and he was like, man, you know, I'm getting my chance. I just want to play good. Like, he was just hoping to have a good season, and he had a phenomenal season. Now if he's going to be back, he's going to be a captain. It's going to be cool to see him in a more of a leadership and alpha role. But look, man, that lets you know that all the people say you know just jump in the portal. Look, he played behind a legit first round pick starting for Detroit, got his chance, and definitely made him some money, probably in the NIL field, but definitely made him some money in the eyes of NFL GMs and scouts as well.
The rounding out the first half of the Big Ten poll, USC comes in at 6th, Wisconsin 7, Nebraska 8, and Rutgers at 9. We've talked a little bit about USC, and I know we'll talk a lot about Nebraska, but those other two teams, Wisconsin and Rutgers, Jay, I get having Wisconsin ranked ahead of Rutgers because of Fickell, because of the Wisconsin track record, and Rutgers probably has another leap to make. But Rutgers at least knows who it is, and Rutgers gets out of the Big Ten East. They get to play a full Big Ten schedule now. Again, I'm not going to say Rutgers is challenging for the playoff or something, but if Wisconsin doesn't have an identity, I could see Rutgers being at least as good as Wisconsin this year.
Yeah, I mean, those two teams, where they're ranked is tricky because, okay, you have the same like internal conversation or conversation between me and you about them, right? Wisconsin, you're like, okay, second year, Luke Fickell. They bring back some good pieces on defense. They got some decent, pieces coming back on offense. You got obviously, Van Dyke in the transfer portal. You always assume their offensive line is going to be good. So you think, okay, Wisconsin is going to get back to, you know, just winning and being Wisconsin, right? Then you're like, well, you went your whole year and nobody could ever figure out like who you were on all three phases. You said your purpose of the bye week is to have an identity coming out of the bye week, and you continue to do the same thing, and you don't have Braylon Allen. It is more of the same, right? Because just something seems a little bit off, and it just hasn't caught on yet. But you think like, okay, potentially is this the year? Then you think about Rutgers, right? Where they're their ultimate team that plays you close, but you know they'll play Ohio State close and lose, and they'll play Penn State and lose, but they just don't have the offense. But they have a pretty dang good running back and running quarterback with a defense that's you know pretty aggressive. But then it's almost like they're a replica version or a bootleg version of Iowa defense, special teams, so offense. It's both of them. I do agree with you. This, if there's a team that I had to bet on that like knows who they are and will eventually, if they can get some continuity on offense going, that will be able to finish, I would probably say it's Rutgers, just because of they've been building towards this, and Greg Schiano has upped the recruiting numbers. And when have we had in the last 5 or 6 years, and obviously, you know, Greg Schiano hasn't been there, where it's a foregone conclusion that Rutgers has been easily in every preseason poll and everybody we've talked to that have called in, that they got Rutgers easily within the top 10 in the Big Ten, in some places even higher.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we've had that conversation about Rutgers. Moving down the list here, I'm going to give you three teams and just any assorted thoughts you have on them. Washington, Maryland, and your Gophers up there in Minnesota.
Washington, Maryland, and the Gophers. Ooh. Washington, man, that's hitting home because I got my man Jed Fish. I think he's going to do a sneaky good job. I'm not sure the talent that he has. but I like his coaching staff. I think Washington. I'm just going to go with Maryland. You want to know I'm going to go with Maryland?
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Maryland, I think they're always going to be able to score points. I think Mike Locksley has recruited and developed offensive and defensive linemen to be more like that. I'm going to go with Maryland. But those other two teams are going to be right on the heels of Maryland.
Well, Maryland is another one that benefits from getting out of just playing the Big Ten East. I don't know if it's going to raise their ceiling, but that certainly doesn't hurt them at all. You know, being able to see some of these other teams that are in the middle of the pack with them. The next group of three: Illinois, Northwestern, and then UCLA. Jay, to me, Illinois is maybe the most boring team in the Big Ten right now. They've been fine for a couple years, lost some NFL talent. Bielema's been around the block in the Big Ten, you know, for a number of years now. They should be bowl eligible. I'm just not excited by Illinois. Whereas if I look at Northwestern, the question is, what's your follow-up, right? How do you come back from what happened last year? Are you able to replicate it or get close? And then with UCLA, it's you're the forgotten one in LA. Everyone's writing you off. Are you going to overachieve?
Yeah, it's a tricky situation because, you know, just last year, and you said, Austin, when you think of like a team like Illinois, right, they kind of like Northwestern is it this year. They were the belle of the ball, man. I'm telling you, when Brett Bielema walked in, it was like, oh, yeah, this is the dude. They're on the cusp. And obviously they did not reach the heights that they wanted, and they've had some transition. Obviously with Jim Leonard leaving and losing some guys to the draft, especially from the defense. Northwestern is in the same boat. Everybody knows who you are. It was a great, story last year. Bron is obviously was rewarded with a full-time gig, but what are you going to be in like your year two? You're not the feel-good story. Nobody feels sorry for you anymore. You very rarely hear Pat Fitzgerald's like name, especially associated with Northwestern. What are you going to do in year two? I think it's going to be a little bit of a letdown, but I think that it will be also a growing year. And what I mean by that, Austin, you know, they went 8-5 last year. You know, obviously the cherry on top was beating Utah in the bowl game. But I think even if they don't become bowl eligible and they end up like 5-7, I do think it's a growth year because you have to, you know, it's like that middle year, the sophomore slump when you try to make that big uptick in year three. And that's what I think Northwestern is facing.
I get you with that. Last three teams then here are Michigan State, Indiana, and Purdue picked last here. Michigan State and Indiana, we both know, undergoing coaching changes. It's Jonathan Smith in from Oregon State to East Lansing. It's Kurt Cignetti from James Madison to Bloomington. But Jay, Purdue picked last behind these two teams with new coaches, behind even, you know, UCLA. If Purdue finishes last in the Big Ten, is that it for Ryan Walters after just 2 years?
Yeah, he gone. if he finishes last behind Indiana, he's gone. He won't make it to Thanksgiving. And you know the thing that hurts Purdue, they're almost like a mid-major program where, you know, they lost a really good outside pass, both of their really good outside pass rushers. They have a really good young freshman safety. I think it was a Huckabee or whatever, the running back. He's pretty good. I like the quarterback, you know what I mean, Hudson Card. So, I mean, he's one of, you know, from the, if you listen to people down at the Manning camp, he was one of the better quarterbacks. And that's all of the better quarterbacks, supposedly best quarterbacks in the nation down there. So I think there's more to it. I would be extremely motivated if I was Purdue. But I think if they finish last, obviously they would have no choice and to say, you know what, we like your energy. It's too big of a job. Maybe we need to try to go in another direction. But I like Coach Walters, but he's definitely got his back against the wall.
I like Coach Walters as well. And that's where I'm curious to see how different schools handle the new landscape, right? Because Purdue's never been thought of as this power program, this power play, or anything like that. I mean, you had the Joe Tiller days with Drew Brees and all that. But other than that, they're just kind of Purdue. And I know you can't wait too long or give a guy too long of a runway to get off the mat and get going. But if you believe at all in Ryan Walters, you know it's a tougher conference. And you're Purdue, right? You're out of the way. No one's going to pay attention to you. Do you have more time potentially at a job like that because you're off the beaten path and people are paying less attention? Or do you have less time because it's more important for you to have those pop-up years where you're really good to get some excitement?
I think if you make that commitment to Coach Walters, you actually played a little bit of the long game. I mean, 2 years, especially after Brom left, Jeff Brom left, and took a lot of that identity out of the program to flip it on him after only 2 seasons with the new landscape of the Big Ten of NIL and college football would be a very impulsive move, because I don't think they would be able to get a replacement that would come in and do better in year one versus Coach Walters in year three. So it's the program, you know what Purdue's like. Often when I was younger, like University of Minnesota had a coach named Glenn Mason. He got, you know, where Minnesota win, you know, 6, 7, 8 games, go to a bowl game, and then all of a sudden that was success. And then what happened was is that the alumni, or not the alumni, but the powers that be was like, oh, we need to go a little bit higher. But that was actually the ceiling that Glenn Mason always kept the Gophers at. Never below it, but didn't have enough to, you know, juice and recruits to get above it. It might be a season or two above it, but you always were right where you needed to be. That's where Purdue is really struggling, because they had a little niche as far as being an outlier in the Big Ten. It worked. It's now gone. And the identity of that program is gone. Now you have new identity. And so sometimes you will keep flipping over coaches trying to find that, genie in a bottle, per se, to get your identity back, or a identity back.
All right, Jay, thanks for your time. I'll let you go with this one. 3 days in Indianapolis. Who's the team or the coach or the player you're most interested in hearing from?
Ooh, that's a good question. Let me see. I would probably say, it'd be good to see Jeff Tisch. I would probably say the player. I don't know. I don't know what player I would probably – I want to see Dylan Gabriel. I want to see what he's about. I mean, because Bo Nix, I think, set the bar super high. And we saw him when he was at Oklahoma. But this is a different ball game. I want to, you know, see what he's about, you know, and see, you know, how he moves and all that stuff. And so I want to see him, but then also definitely want to see Jed Fish, and I want to obviously see how Lincoln Riley, you know, handles this type of, you know, essentially the best conference in the nation, or one of, you know, obviously this in the SEC, how you deal with this type of media day versus, you know, Pac-12, where, you know, they could sleepwalk and always be you know, thought of as a champion.
Our wall-to-wall coverage from Big Ten Media Day starts at 6 o'clock in the morning, Central Time, from Indianapolis. Jay, you're finally on a trip with Nick, right? Every time he goes on a trip, he comes back brand new. Keep him same old, and don't you come back brand new on us, okay?
Oh, you know, I always keep it 100. You know, I always say it's always the same suit, just reheated. Nick, somehow, some way, we'll find a way to get upgraded. I don't know, but I've already said it. But Austin, here's the deal. I've already told him at the front desk he's not allowed, so it's all good.
Hey, that's laying down the law. Talk to you tomorrow, Jay. Yeah. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. All right, man, we'll holler at you.
That's Jay Foreman on our VIP line, brought to you by Aloe Fiber, where they understand the importance of exceptional service with local heart. One more segment left in Hour 1. We'll be right back wrapping up that hour of Old School next.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.